I have some product for sale upstairs, you know. This is the most important part of this show as far as I'm concerned. Well, first of all, I have a mailing list. If you sign it, you can avoid me with impeccable accuracy in the future. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I will tell you where I will be, and you will have the whole rest of the world to be at if you choose to. Okay. I have some cassettes, some CDs, and for those of you that live outside of 128, I brought some 8-tracks. You don't scam me! All right, and just for that, I'm gonna do my 8-track impression for all you people outside of 128. This is not what you'd normally get at your regular folk show. This is 1978, sitting in my friend Steven Davis's Chevy 2 Nova, listening to our favorite Bob Dylan 8-track in the Chevy 2 Nova. When I do this at colleges, it goes to complete blank stares. I say. Okay, here we go. 8-track impressions. You're gonna love this. Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, 'cause the times, they are a changing. Okay, now, getting back to the sales pitch. My wife's here tonight, and she saw all these people. Now, we've been married 16 years. Congratulate me, please. Congratulate us. Thank you. I know that's enough for 3 marriages for someone my age, but... she looked around at all these people and pulled me aside, and she said, you know, you can sell 40 CDs tonight. I'll have sex with you. Been married 16 years. This is not a joke. So also the deal is, if I sell 60, I get to pick from the magical wish list. Some of you married guys want to help me out. I told that story in Lynn one time in my hometown, and this guy came up to me after and he said, I think your music is the worst crap I ever heard in my life. He said, but I've been married 25 years and I'm buying 3 tapes. All right. There's a song that my friend Vance Gilbert, do you know him? He was telling me, yeah. He's a great guy. We were talking about songwriting one day and he said, you know, I'm never gonna have kids because once a good songwriter has kids, it turns his brain into mush. And he can't write any good songs anymore. All I can write is like, oh, you get the cutest little nose. And watching Scotty grow. You know, so like years ago, I tried to pull that on my wife. You know, I'd love to have a family with you, hon, but I'm afraid it'll have a negative impact on my songwriting. Right, okay. She said, shut up, give me children, and they better not be ugly. All right. This is called Psycho Mom and Dad. It's from the point of view of the children.